What does the Bible say? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. See, that's what the Bible says, doesn't it? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And God hath said, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, the Bible says, come out from among them, be ye separate. Don't yoke together with unbelievers. And you know what I'm seeing constantly? Is basically people promoting pastors who teach a false gospel, who deny the blood of Christ, who teach out of modern corrupted versions of the Bible.
But oh, look at the wonderful stand they're taking on Corona.
And by the way, while I'm making people mad this morning, can we quit whining about Corona now that every business is open? There's no masks required in Arizona anymore. Every business is open. And guess what? Shock. You didn't have to take the vaccine. It was never mandated.
Yeah. Amen.
Despite all the people who fear-mongered and said, you're going to have to get mandatory vaccine. They're going to go door-to-door to vaccinate you. Did that happen? No. It was never going to happen. I always knew it wasn't going to happen. I made very few predictions about this, but I said, they're not going to force you to be vaccinated. Okay, some experimental vaccine. Yeah, I'm sure. And where's the vaccine passport? Not happening. Didn't happen. So is it all right if we go back to things that actually matter now, like the blood of Christ? Amen. Or are we still teaming up with the guy who denies the blood of Christ because he's right on COVID? Or are we still teaming up with the Ray Comfort guy that believes in a lordship salvation because he took a stand on COVID? Which is not even a biblical issue, by the way. It's not even a biblical stand. You're on the wrong side on coronavirus. You're on the wrong side about COVID. Where in the Bible does it even say which is the right side on that issue? Does the Bible also tell me whether I need to eat at Chipotle or Qdoba? Is that also a biblical issue? Does the Bible define whether Coke or Pepsi is the choice of this generation? Since when is coronavirus a biblical issue? It isn't. It's not. Okay? Yet you have people putting aside the things that matter, like the blood of Jesus, like salvation by faith, like the King James Bible, but it's like, let's just line up with this guy. Who cares if he's a holy roller, tongue-talking, lose your salvation guy? Hey, amen, we need more pastors like this guy. Really? So we need more charismatics, we need more lordshippers, we need more phony pastors that deny the blood,
long as they'll go to bat for us on Corona.
It's baloney is what it is. You can like it or lump it, but it's true. That's not a biblical, that's not a stand that God has commanded us to take. That's not some teaching that God has commanded. And let me prove it to you right now, okay? Let me just leave no stone unturned right now. Let me just prove to you that that's not a biblical issue, okay? What if, and I understand that coronavirus didn't turn out to be near as deadly as it was initially thought to be. You know, initially it seemed like it was going to be way more deadly. You know, I erred on the side of caution and said, hey, let's just play it safe, better safe than sorry. Let's take reasonable precautions because nobody knew how deadly it was going to be, and it seemed to be deadlier than it actually turned out to be. So it turned out to be less deadly than I initially thought, than a lot of people initially thought. You know, yeah, did a lot of people die? Yeah, they did. And it's a tragedy, but it was a lot less deadly than what it was, you know, originally thought. It was blown up a little bit in the beginning, bigger than what it really was. But here's the thing about that. Let me ask you this. What if, let's do a little thought experiment, shall we? What if there were a virus that was killing, like, say, 1 out of 3 people? What if it had, like, a 33% mortality? 1 out of 3 people who get it die. and it's spreading like wildfire. It's spreading like the flu. It spread as much as corona. Stop and think about that. Everybody thinking about that? So what if there were, I know corona wasn't like that, but what if it was like some kind of a smallpox or black plague coming through that kills 1 out of 3 people? Everybody following me? Everybody got this? Okay, now let me ask you this. Would it be okay to have church from home in that situation? Yeah. And live stream while we're waiting for the plague to be over? Would it be okay to quarantine and lock down and do all that? Yes or no? Yeah.
Or would you be like, church is essential?
Which one is it? Who here thinks in that case, if it were really that bad, yeah, I'd stay home, I'd bolt the door. I mean, dude, I'd be putting plastic in my windows, I'd be spraying Clorox would you?
Yeah.
If it's like, well, a third of your family is probably going to die if you don't. Well, church is essential. Government's not going to tell me what to do. Is that what you would do, or you'd say no? So then the question is, and I'm not saying that I agree with how the government handled this at all. The government messes up everything they do. Is that you also just now figuring that out? But the point is, here's the point though, where do you draw the line? How deadly does it have to get before it becomes okay to say, okay, I'm staying home. Okay, we're live streaming church. Okay, let's play it safe. Isn't there a point? What if it were 80% deadly? What if it were 90% deadly? I mean, anyone who's not a complete imbecile would agree that at some point you stay home. Am I right or not? Okay, so here's my question then. Then how can this be some biblical issue if it's a big gray area? If nobody knows where the line is, nobody knows where the cutoff is, then how can this be a moral issue? Church is essential. Okay, well, what happens 20 years from now when a real serious plague comes through and then now you're all of a sudden you're going to have to eat crow on that? Well, I know I said it was essential, but, you know, I'm locking down. Right? So how can you get up and say, this is a Bible issue, it's a moral issue. You don't even agree with it yourself. You don't even know what you believe. You don't even know where you would draw the line. You don't even know why, because of the fact that it's not a clear-cut Bible issue. And by the way, I preached a sermon on March 1st, 2020, before any of this even got big at all. I preached a sermon called Coronavirus, and I laid out biblical principles, and I stood by my biblical principles because biblical principles don't change.
Amen.
Based on the circumstances. I laid down biblical principles, and I said what I believed and what our church stood for, and I stood by those beliefs. But what I was supposed to do is change my beliefs based on the circumstances, change my view of the Word of God, and jump on a bandwagon and get all fired up and get all Republicaned up and get all, you know, riled up about corona and the lockdown and things that I have no control over. You know, I've had a pretty happy last couple years. I had a pretty good week. I had a good month. You know, and the thing is, I don't really care what happens out there because you know what? God blesses me through all of it, and God's going to bless you if you love the Lord. It's all going to work together for good. You know, why can we stop whining about corona now that it's pretty much over in Arizona as far as we know? Now, if it starts up again, then I'll give you permission to start whining again if you want to be a sniveling, annoying whiner. But here's the thing. But as of right now, what in the world is happening to you right now in Arizona because of coronavirus to make you whine about it right now? Anything? I mean, I'm going to the gym and I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And I'm lifting weights. I'm swimming laps in the gym. No mask.
Yep.
Nobody cares. You know what the worst thing that happens to me when I go to the gym? They take my temperature on the way in. It's horrible. It's abuse. It's abusive. They point a gun at me. They put a gun to my head every time I go to the gym. It's like, beep. Okay, you're good. You know, I'm going to restaurants, not wearing a mask, doing whatever.
Amen.
Going out to eat, going to the gym, riding my bike, going soul winning.
Amen.
Soul winning's no issue. Church is no issue. Right. Here we are, we're having church. Everything's good. But darn that coronavirus. And don't you know that there's a pastor in Timbuktu who preaches a false gospel who's being persecuted right now over Corona? And I can't believe more people aren't saying something about it. Don't you know there's a false teacher, a false prophet, a guy who's preaching a false gospel in another country is being persecuted right now because of Corona? Where are you on this, Pastor Anderson? Number one, I don't team up with unsaved false prophets. Number one. Number two, I don't promote the videos and YouTube channels of unsaved false prophets. Because to me, I would rather that whatever good thing they have in that video is not worth promoting someone who teaches lies about salvation. Because I don't want to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now look, I understand people do this ignorantly, but if I know that somebody's not saved, I can't team up with that person. But the leaven of Herod says, let's all unite because it's all about the cause. It's all about the politics. It's all about getting Trump elected. It's all about getting Republicans in office. It's all about fighting the Corona scam, the Corona hoax. Yeah, it's funny how almost every week somebody comes up to me and tells me of a loved one that died of Corona. And you know what I say to people sometimes when they come to me, if I know that this won't offend them? When people come to me and tell me that a loved one died of Corona, I often say to them, well, didn't you just tell them it's a hoax? Then they wouldn't have died of it. How could they have died of Corona? Corona's a hoax. It's the flu. Folks, when you are getting all into that issue, and now all of a sudden you're against men of God. And by the way, I can't even count how many people have said, I'm never listening to Pastor Anderson again because he's on the wrong side of the Corona issue. It's all over YouTube. It's all over Facebook. I'm done with Pastor Anderson. He's on the wrong side of Corona. Well, you know what? Bye. Bye. Because you know what? I don't care about that issue. That's never been a big issue for me because it's not a clear issue in the Word of God. You're going to have a hard time proving to me that it's, but the mask mandate. Where does the Bible say not to wear a mask? Where does the Bible say that? But you have people making this like some kind of a hill to die on or a Bible issue. You know, last time I checked, people who had leprosy in the book of Leviticus were supposed to cover their upper lip and say unclean. Well, guess what? They're covering their upper lip. That's talking about basically putting on a mask. And you say, well, that's because they had leprosy. They weren't well people. They were sick people. Okay, right? Okay, fair. Sick people, right? But what was the purpose of the mask?
To prevent spread.
Well, that's impossible because the mask doesn't work. Because YouTube told me that the mask doesn't work. Facebook said the mask doesn't work. Haven't you seen the memes about how the mask doesn't work? The mask does completely nothing. It does absolutely nothing.
Apparently our better technology.
No. The mask doesn't work. Can't prevent anything. Okay, then why did God tell lepers to wear it then if it doesn't prevent anything? Can you explain that?
Preach.
Because guess what? Yeah, obviously the virus can get through the mask. But less virus gets through the mask. And, you know, if you could come up and see my pulpit right now, I could show you spit all over my pulpit right now. There is literal spit on my pulpit right now. There is a bubbly spit right here. And let me tell you something, if I were wearing a mask, that wouldn't be there. You know, it keeps the snot and the spit from flying. And you say, well, yeah, but where do you stand on the mask mandate? I don't stand on it at all. I lay on it. I don't stand. I sit down. I don't stand on it because I don't care. Where do you stand on the rivalry between the White Sox and the Cubs, huh? Where do you stand? I don't. I don't care. Hey, I'm not in charge of this city. I'm not in charge of the state. I'm not in charge of this country. So I don't care. If they say that we have to wear the mask, I'm just going to wear the stupid mask because it's not a sin. If they tell me that I can't preach against sodomites, I'm going to go tell them to jump in a lake. Amen. They tell me I can't do soul winning, I'm going to tell them to jump in a lake. Amen. But if they tell me some health thing, I'm just going to do it because I don't care. Now look, I'm not here to preach what's popular or what people like or jump on the bandwagon. This would be a much more popular sermon if I were just, you know, railing on the government and just ripping on, you know, the mask mandates and whatever. But it, you know what? I am not going to let politics and social media and the Republicans tell me what to believe. I'm going to get what I believe from the Bible. And so if you want to know what I believe about coronavirus, I believe the exact same thing I believed before the pandemic, which I preached on March 1st, 2020. So you could always go back and listen to my sermon from March 1st, 2020. You can get all my beliefs, and that's still where I stand. Now, look, you say, well, yeah, but you admitted you were wrong about the pandemic. It wasn't as bad. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I was wrong about how deadly it was. I was wrong. And as a result of me being wrong, no one died and no one got hurt and everything's fine. Because I erred on the side of caution. I played it safe. Amen. I have no regrets. Amen. I wouldn't go back and change it. Because I like to take a stand on stuff. It's not the stand that maybe you wanted me to take, but it's the stand that I took on, you know, biblical principle. And so, you know, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I don't regret that either. So let me just close with this. The Bible says, he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. In doctrine, show uncorruptness. Make sure your doctrine stays pure, and you never let politicians lead you away from sound biblical doctrine. Don't let politicians or a political movement or your libertarianism or your republicanism or conservatism. Christianity must trump all that. Christianity, the Bible, is number one. And so, you know, I'm not against you participating in a political movement as long as it's always in the backseat to the Word of God. And you beware of that. Don't get so into supporting Herod that all of a sudden you find yourself, I mean, have you ever found yourself in a conversation defending Trump's perverted statements or defending his lifestyle or I haven't, but I'll bet some of you have been in that. You found yourself defending sinful things because you're just so loyal to Trump or you're so loyal to whatever. And I'm telling you, everybody, I'm just going to come right out and say it. Everybody who is saying that this pandemic is some kind of a stand for God and a biblical issue and whatever, you know, is a hypocrite, because if it were a black plague, they would all be singing a different tune. And last time I checked, right and wrong doesn't fluctuate with statistics. It's either right or it's wrong. And so if different people draw the line at different points of what they're going to cooperate with, what's reasonable, that's just a matter of personal opinion. That's a preference. That's not a conviction. It's not a biblical doctrine.